We had a very good conference in Leeds, once again. There was a good spirit there amongst the bishops, and I think a real sense of confidence looking to the future. We discussed, as you would imagine, various matters relating to public policy, ongoing discussions with the government on such topics as education. We had a brief session on the redefinition of marriage. The need for priest chaplains in schools, colleges and universities. Bishop Pat Lynch spoke very eloquently about the issue of trafficking. So you know that's a very serious matter. And the Catholic Church has given a good lead on this, particularly from Bishop Pat. There was a conference recently in the Amigo Hall in Southwark, chaired by Baroness Scotland. Police and representatives of government were there, and that has partly led to a conference which will take place in Rome next month, I think it's the 8th of May, headed up by the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace, and there'll be people there from all around the world. The advantage we have as a Catholic Church is we are worldwide, and I think both the police forces in various countries and governments appreciate we've got feelers out all over the place. It's been well supported by particularly our religious congregations, the women's congregations. Obviously it's a matter of great concern for them. We also had a very moving address on the work of forces chaplains. Father Donald Cummings spoke very eloquently of his time as a chaplain in Afghanistan. In fact, got quite emotional at one point. But he said, he told us very clearly how much chaplains are appreciated by the troops, of those of all faiths and none. They feel much more confident when there's a chaplain around. He said, they think I have a hotline to God. It doesn't quite work like that. But his ability to just lead them in prayer, especially when one of their colleagues has been blown up from these dreadful explosive devices and so on. He said it's a great comfort to them, and he felt very privileged to be part of that whole business. I suppose the context of our meeting this year, or this April, was the forthcoming Year of Faith declared by Pope Benedict last year. Which begins in October, and that made us reflect back on the place of youngsters in the church, and Father Christopher will be talking about that in a minute. And we look back on the Flame Conference in Wembley, about 8,000 plus youngsters gathering together, confident in their faith, and enjoying the opportunity to help discern their vocation in life. It reminded us all of the papal visit back in, 2 years ago nearly now, 18 months. And I remember particularly all those youngsters outside Westminster Cathedral at the end of the Mass. There were 3,000 of them. And how delighted Pope Benedict was when he came out, and they expressed their joy at seeing him, and vice versa. Despite what people say about there are no young people in the church these days, it simply isn't true. And they're a good bunch, and unfortunately, in the media, if I might say to you, in the media, too often you criticise youngsters, you take the worst possible cases. And the young people feel that they are not appreciated, that they're constantly being criticised. There's an awful lot of young people in our society who are good, very good and valued members of our society, and that's what we need to promote. And I'm not just talking about Catholics either, generally. So I suppose somebody said, well, we're really looking at, in a sense, we've had the preferential option for the poor. I suppose our focus in the next 18 months is a preferential option for youth. And we discussed and approved a new strategic framework, rather a bureaucratic phrase, but there we are, how we're going to really encourage our young people to be confident in their faith, to discern their vocation. And just to end on what I wanted to say was we're also promoting the Olympic Truce, which begins, I think, on June the 9th. It's something, particularly as I'm from Southwark, now some time back within the borough, there was a promotion of what were called safe havens. In other words, shops in particular areas where if youngsters or older people felt nervous or threatened on the streets, they could go straight to one of these places who had links to the police force and so on. The Olympic Truce obviously is a broader thing. It's about, you know, the ancient idea that during the Olympics there was a general truce and peace so that people could travel freely and safely. Now, there's a lot more about that on the More Than Gold website, or you can get a link on the Bishop's Conference website to more details about that. The other thing I meant to mention was I think the Immigration and Migration Office of the Bishop's Conference, which really was a key factor in promoting this trafficking conference both here and again in Rome.